With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Hunter Biden case now in the hands of the jury. Mike Councilman has the story.
The jury heard from the prosecutor, a prosecutor who said that the evidence was overwhelming against Mr. Biden in that he knowingly filled out a form in which he checked no on the box that asked if he was a drug addict, when in fact in his memoir and from the testimony of other people during the trial, it was well established that he had a long-running drug habit during the years after the death of his brother, Beau. The prosecutor also told the jury to disregard all of the famous faces in the front row of the court. The defense attorney who spoke to the jury basically told him that he had a good reason to believe that he was not an active user of drugs at the time when he bought the gun. That's what the jury has to decide, whether or not he lied on that form when he filled it out.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken continuing his globetrotting. He is back in the Middle East as a proposed Israeli-Hamas ceasefire deal hangs in the balance. Also at srnnews.com, there's been a spike in migration in war-torn Sudan. Here's Charles de la Desma.
The number of internally displaced people in Sudan has reached more than 10 million, the UN Migration Agency has told the AP. The International Organization for Migration says the tally includes 2.83 million driven from their homes before the current war began by multiple local conflicts that have been happening in recent years. More than 2 million other people have been driven abroad, mostly to neighboring Chad, South Sudan, and Egypt. I'm Charles de la Desma.
South Korea's military says its forces fired warning shots after North Korean troops violated the DMZ Sunday. Some North Korean troops who were engaged in unspecified movement on the northern side briefly crossed the DMZ. After the warning shots were fired, the North Korean troops left. This is SRN News. The election results for India are now known.
And they show another victory for Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Hindu Nationalist Party. However, the BJP won less votes than in the past and does not have an outright majority. What does this mean for India's persecuted Christians? Possibly a little less pressure. It appears that the country is becoming disenchanted with the Hindu Nationalist agenda, which might translate into less extremism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has blocked some efforts in North Carolina to restrict how abortion pills can be dispensed, but Judge Catherine Eagles allowed other limitations to remain in effect, granting only a partial victory to an abortion doctor who had filed suit. An appeal is possible, but for now it appears patients can receive the pills through pharmacies prescribed through certain health care practitioners. This is SRN News. Out of the Pacific Northwest, a major warning.
The Food and Drug Administration is saying that consumers should avoid shellfish from Oregon and Washington State. They may be contaminated by toxins that cause paralytic shellfish poisoning, or PSP. A naturally occurring toxin produced by algae. Elevated levels of toxins were first detected in shellfish along Oregon's coast on May 17th. Since then, at least 31 people in Oregon have been sickened. Symptoms range from a numbing sensation to full respiratory paralysis. The Pacific Northwest shellfish industry employs more than 3,000 people and generates more than $270 million a year. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
An update on Wall Street Monday. Dow Industrials gaining 69 points on the day. NASDAQ was up 59. S&P 500 climbed 13 points. More details at srnnews.com.